Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lisa here. This is Lisa 6 and 3, and here is God's strength for you and me this day. Our scripture reading is coming from 2 Kings 4. We're going to do 1 through 7. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elijah, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So Elijah said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." My God, today. Then he said, "Go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty the vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest." Whew, my God, today. Pastor Samuel preached a sermon on this past Sunday, 2/4/24. Who's responsible for the oil? And he used P-O-U-R. P-O-U-R, poor. And I thought about, I'm trying to get my book here. I thought about the widow woman. In pastor's notes, it says to protect, occupy, understand, and reach. But in this scripture, pour, P-O-U-R, is talking about the oil. The widow woman had faith, number one, in the man of God. And he asked her, "What do you have in the house?" And she says, "Oil." He said, "Get the oil and pour, P-O-U-R, it into the vessels." Pour the oil into your faith. My God. She took the oil and poured it into her faith, the vessels that he told her to gather. And when it came to pass, there was more that she needed to pay her debts and live off the rest. This is our strength today. You are responsible for pouring, P-O-U-R-I-N-G, the oil into your faith. My God, today. Pour the oil into your faith today and watch God give you abundantly above all you could ask or think. This has been Lisa with Lisa 6 and 3. Y'all go. Make it a wonderful day. And I will see you tomorrow morning. Be blessed.